Saxtus immediately brightened up.
"You're gonna help us?"
he said.
"I knew we could count on you."
Loggerlog stood up, resting both paws on his large belt.
"Aye, what we'll need is a real ship. And I happen to know just the creature who'll get us one. Bear in mind, a ship needs a proper crew. Water shrews, not landlubbers. Anyway, don't worry. Me and the Gaussum will be going along for the voyage. Now don't go pestering me with more questions. I've got work to do before we get underway. Hey, Bandle! What do you think you're doing with those casks? Put them abaft of the bundles in the stern of my boat. Fatch! Make the hedge rope secure, or some beast will fall in the water trying to get aboard. Tighten the backspring too!"
He strode off, issuing orders left and right, leaving Saxtus to join the rest and bidding farewell to the five travellers. Loggerlog's shrews were getting more quarrelsome and impatient to be off, so most of the Redwallers' goodbyes were shouted as they ran along the banks when the logboats paddled off.
"You take good care of yourselves, sirs. Don't fall in the ocean. No, he's very wetten."
"Have a super time, Rosy, old gal. Don't fret over the young'uns. I'll look after the blighters. And try not to laugh too much. Those shrew chappies, you know, pretty short-tempered and not too jolly, what?"
"I've packed October ale aplenty for you, Durry. Think of your old pals when you sup it."
"Don't worry about the bell ringing, Roof. We'll all take turns. Be good and come home safe."
"Joseph, old mate, next time I see that grizzled gob of yarn, I'd like to see Marielle kissing it. Good luck, mate."
"Cheerio, mater. Pip, pip and all that. Bring us back something tasty to eat. Tootie pip."
Blind Simeon spread both paws wide, his reedy voice carrying on the breeze.
"Fortune, fates, and fair seasons be with you. May the spirit of Martin guide and guard you all."
The cries grew fainter and dimmer as the logboats picked up the centre currents and swept away, sped skilfully on by the paddles of Loggerlog's tribe.
This ends Disc 2.